Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WPGears.com. I'm Tim Streifler, and my awesome co-host and partner at WP Gears, David Blackman, is out for the next couple of episodes. He's taking some much-needed time off, and so I'm going to be going solo for a bit, and then he'll be back with us soon. And so in this episode, we're talking about hosting. It's time to grow up and use real hosting. It's time to put the big kid pants on, the big kid shoes on, and use professional hosts. And kind of what prompted this, I had a customer on the product side that was having issues with one of our child themes. And we're looking at it, digging in, and this customer was very upset at us, saying that it wasn't working and blah, blah, blah. And then once we dug into it, we realized that it was because the customer was using very, very terrible, cheap hosting, and the hosting had outdated software and it was causing problems. And it was frustrating because we were getting blamed for something that wasn't our fault. And if this customer would have been using good hosting to begin with, then that wouldn't have come up. Additionally, this was an e-commerce site. And so it's an online business. It's trying to make money and it's not using real hosting. So that's something that we see come up a lot in Divi Facebook groups and different things is people are having issues and they're blaming the Divi theme or whatever theme they're using, and or they're saying it's a plugins issues or whatever. And then after you dig a little deeper and you ask some questions, you figure out that they're using really cheap shared hosting. And so themes like Divi or other page builders, it's a premium theme. There's lots of software behind it, lots of things going on, and you need premium hosting to be able to handle that. Additionally, when you have different plugins doing different things, you need hosting that can handle it. And so we talked about on WP the Podcast, we talked about shared hosting and why we typically don't recommend it. Especially really cheap shared hosting from some of the lower companies. I'm not going to talk about the companies that we don't recommend. I don't want to, say anything bad about those companies, but I will recommend at the end some of the hosting companies that we do highly recommend. But yeah, basically cheap shared hosting is for cheap, unprofessional sites. You need to use premium hosting for premium websites. Now, this is something that David says all the time. He's mentioned it in episodes before. If you're serious about your website, then you need to be serious about your hosting. And this is something that David says to clients. And so something that I've taken from him, and I've told clients as well, if you're serious about your website, you need to be serious about your hosting. Because I had clients come to me with really terrible hosting and they want me to build a new website and continue on their current hosting. And it's like, no, that's not going to work. And so if your website is something, or your client's website is something that is for a business, they plan on making money, it's a serious thing. It's not just, a very side hobby, a personal blog that they don't really care too much about, then you need to have it on a real professional premium level host. And so the hosting companies that we recommend is WP Engine, Flywheel, Pressable. Those are our premium managed hosting companies. Also, Kinsta is really good, and Liquid Web. So those are kind of like the top WordPress hosting companies out there. So again, WP Engine, Flywheel, Pressable, Kinsta, and Liquid Web. So those are the companies that I recommend when it's a premium site and you can afford to spend a little bit more because it's for a business. I think most of them are for a single site, around $25 to $35 a month. That's nothing. If it's for a business, then that should be, peanuts compared to what the business can generate. Obviously, depending on where you are and in the world, it's going to matter. And you might not be able to afford that, especially if you're just starting out. But it's something that you definitely need to work towards because it's going to make a difference in your business. You need a host that you can rely on that is going to be able to handle the tools that you're using. It's going to be able to keep your website live, even if other customers that they serve are getting a spike in traffic. You don't want to be affected by that. And so using a premium host that has caching built in, that has backups built in, all of those companies have some level of that built in. It's managed hosting. And so it's worth every penny. If you had a retail store, you wouldn't go and get the cheapest, most disgusting storefront possible. You would want something a little more upscale. You would want something that's going to represent your business well. It's going to look good. It's going to have a roof over your head that's not going to leak. You're not going to have pipes breaking on you. You're not going to have people breaking in, you know, the equivalent of hacks. And so you need good premium hosting. If this is something you're putting off, now is the time. It's time to grow up and use Real Hosting. Another company that I do recommend that is less expensive, and it is technically shared hosting, but it's, to me, it's the best shared hosting I've had. The sites are very fast. I've never had an issue with sites going down, and that's SiteGround. So if maybe you can't afford some of the premium, the five premium hosting companies I mentioned, check out SiteGround, at least for the time being, because it's definitely a step above most other shared hosting out there. So that's it for this episode. Tune in tomorrow for another awesome WordPress web design related topic. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.